The cortical brain is the top growing layer of the brain. It's the last layer to develop fully in any of our development, and it's very much coming online still in late adolescence and even into the early 20s, which is why so many kids have so many problems connecting what they do today with what's going to happen a week from Thursday. When we're little, the limbic or lower brain rules. We're emotional feeling creatures, not primarily thinking creatures. But brain development is designed so that as the cortical brain develops, as the child develops, so does their ability to modulate or control their more basic or impulsive behaviors. When that is challenged, when, for example, teratogens are introduced in the womb, like alcohol or cocaine or methamphetamine or even some prescribed drugs or environmental toxins, when they are introduced in that little brain and get in the way of fetal cell migration to the cells that will form the cortical brain, baby may look normal at birth, but as that part of the brain that has been shortchanged comes into play in the child's development, then we begin to see some signs of impulsivity and aggression and so on. Usually it's because the relationship between the lower brain and the higher brain, between the impulsive brain and the thinking brain, has been knocked out either by early experiences in the womb chemically or more frequently by experience early in life. Lack of stimulation of the cortical brain, the overstimulation of the lower brain through particularly child abuse or child neglect, can help set the stage.